Video games are the devil.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
All right, we're out here at Big City Wings, Edo location. Come through, check us out. We got plenty of seats in the house. Got some good grub. I've told y'all many a times about the Tajin wings. I've told you about the Crawdaddy wings. I just had a salad that was phenomenal. You can't go wrong at Big City Wings. I've had several things off the menu, and it's big time. So come on through, hang out. We've got a couple of Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards to give away. We've got one more Big City Wings gift card to give away. Also, big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors. If you're in the building or if you're driving by, make sure you scan the QR code on the Ultimate Football Tailgate Package banner in the front of the building. When you walk in, there is what that is you're registering to win a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. That'll go a long way at Academy Sports and Outdoors. A $1,000 gift card, as well as two seats in the suite for the Christmas Day game against the Baltimore Ravens. It's actually our suite, our Odyssey suite, the second largest suite in NRG Stadium. So it's a really cool environment. Got grub, got drinks, great people up there. It's a good time. So make sure you scan that QR code. Make sure that you get registered for that right there. And it'll be a good time. And hell, who doesn't appreciate $1,000 at Academy Sports and Outdoors? It'll go a long way. So get by here and check that out ASAP. This week, Texans got the Jacksonville Jaguars, obviously, on Sunday. We've talked about it. We've talked about it every which way possible. Ron, this is a get-right game. When it's all said and done, this is a get-right game. And Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator, who on the weekly provides football horny clips for all of us. It's absolutely beautiful. I don't know that everybody enjoys it as much as I do.
Before we get to that boner.
That's right. Don't get quite there. We're talking Bobby Slowick, but don't get quite there. But hell, if you want to, go ahead. But there were a couple of issues this week, and I think it's important. I think the fan base wants to hear about it. Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator for the unit that can't run the football, the offensive coordinator for the unit that, for whatever reason, has really struggled with penalties this year. And when we talk about this being a get-right game, it starts in those two categories, Ron. I think let's start with the penalties. That has to be addressed. It has to be addressed on the offensive side of the football. It has to be addressed with Laremy Tunsil and beyond. But here's Bobby Slowick talking about, because we're at the point in the week where, hell, it's go time, right? Here's Bobby Slowick talking about not necessarily what happened, but what can you do moving forward to prevent the offense from falling into those kind of issues this Sunday?
Our role is to ensure it does not happen. You know, I mean, we know the rules. This has been a recurring theme for us really since camp that showed up all the way across the offense. I know the offensive line was getting dinged last week. It's been with eligibles as far as alignment, illegal procedures, motion operation. I mean, like we have to get that cleaned up, and we are making sure that happens.
Ron, this is where I started getting disgusted in my vehicle on the way over here, if I'm being completely honest with you. I know I went off on Laremy Tunsil in the first segment. Maybe we'll circle back to that. My feelings have not changed. But this is where I really started getting disgusted, right? Is when the offensive coordinator's up there talking about, we got to get it right. It's been an ongoing issue with alignment, right? Procedures, like, this is an offense that was one of the best, most explosive offenses in the league last year. This is an offense that has one of, if not the best, young quarterback in the game. This is an offense that has the highest paid left tackle, one of the highest paid left tackles in the game, a Super Bowl winning right guard, first round and second round draft picks all up and down the offensive line, a pass catching tight end that you just paid, I believe, $12 million to. You brought in Stephon Diggs and you're paying him over $20 million. You made win now moves, and your offensive coordinator in week three, after week three, I guess it's in week four, is out here talking about having ongoing issues that rebuilding organizations typically have. That teams that have communication issues and are dysfunctional to some degree have these kinds of issues. So, Ron, not only is it a shame that they did it last week, but it's a shame that the offensive coordinator is talking about it right now. In the get right category, that's the thing first and foremost that has to change this Sunday.
Yeah, I mean the penalties and lack of discipline that has taken the last 2 weeks is unacceptable and honestly shocking to when you look at D'Amico and how they have run things how they do business.
Ron, you can't have. You said discipline. That's the perfect. That's my.
That's just what it is.
The hot button for me, man. It's like, man, you made win now moves. You got some of the highest paid dudes out here, and your discipline sucks.
Well, that wasn't the culture that they set last.
Correct.
Year.
Correct. It's got to be if they're going to even remotely close live up to the expectations that they have for themselves or we have for them this year. It's got to start right there. Number two. Ron, and this is going to be a conversation I'm sure folks are going to get tired of hearing about, but damn it, if you follow the Texans, you should get tired of them not being able to do it, right? Why hasn't the O-line, the Texans' offensive line, shown consistency in the run game? Here's Bobby Sloak, the offensive coordinator, answering that question.
I think there's a lot of reasons for that. The number one reason would be the same thing. I mean, we could probably count on one hand the amount of times we're doing what we're supposed to do. And in the run game, that's a problem. I mean, we had unblocked players tackling us for 4 yard losses. That's not how you draw it up. You know what I mean? So we got to go execute.
I think he's getting pissed thinking about it.
Two, right, he should be. Boy, something smells good. I don't know what that was they just brought out of there, but something smells good. Ron, this is where two things here. I'll start with the negative, right? This is where when you pay an offensive lineman as well as they're paying Laremy Tunsil and you slap the C on his chest, like the offensive coordinator saying that publicly to the media has got it embarrassing. Like this is a Laremy Tunsil problem. And I'm not talking about the penalties right now. I'm talking about the inability to run the football. And I'm talking about that's Laremy Tunsil's room. He's the captain of this team. He's the captain that's in that room. They've got a personal in this offensive line has got to change things this week against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Like it's got to be taken personal. That's embarrassing for the offensive coordinator to be talking about the run game like that. I think he said they ran it 9 times and defensive defenders tackling a running back unblocked in the backfield 4 yards deep. Like, I love hearing it from Bobby Sloak, but it should be embarrassing.
No, and the way that teams are defending them, as we talked about yesterday, they should be running the football better. They should be able to add that and to protect the quarterback.
Bobby.
I mean, they have not done up front either one of them well to start this season, except for the one game against the Colts. Besides that ball game, they have not pass blocked well, and they have not run block well. And in the last two games, that has just really, really hurt them. And yeah, I think that whole group's got to have some pride. And then last week, they added to it by just getting penalty after penalty between Titus Howard, between obviously Laremy Tunsil and others. So this game and this week, a lot has to do with the dudes up front because they haven't played to the level that they've been expected to, and clearly you're looking and seeing this will be the reason why the Texans don't reach the spot that many people thought is up front. And they've got to stop that.
Yeah, this is the game to make it happen. The whole point of the discussion now with the penalties and the inability to run the game isn't to bitch and moan about the Texans. It's to simply say that this is a game that you got to get it right. And if you don't, the conversation changes significantly around this football team. Now, the other part of that, Ron, is that according to a video you saw earlier, that Joe Mixon appears to be not just playing, but I know he's questionable on the injury report. But I've not seen the video. You saw the video. Apparently, he seems to be more than just healthy with that ankle. He seems to be pretty active at practice and moving around really, really well.
I love Joe Mixon.
Yeah, you too, Gruden. I do as well. Now I need him to back it up. Him being in that huddle, Ron, changes the dynamic. Joe Mixon being in that huddle changes the dynamic. We talked, and then I think some of it was half-heartedly, but I was dead-ass serious. Like, if they start having issues up front this early in the first quarter this week, like somebody's going to have to step up and get these guys moving in the right direction. You know what I mean? If Laremy Tunsil hadn't done it in meetings, somebody's going to have to step up. CJ's as a quarterback, you're too. It's difficult to do those kind of things in between plays because you're getting plays, you're trying to communicate, you're making sure the personnel's right, yada yada yada. So it's tough for the offensive. I mean, the quarterback to do it. The guy that it's not tough for is the guy that seems to be the one that brings the juice to the huddle. The guy that has the pelts on the wall and the experience in the league as a veteran to be vocal if he so chooses to be vocal. He had a nice front row seat to watch what happened last week. If it becomes a problem again, hopefully it doesn't, but if it does, if anybody's ever going to make that move and getting that ass in the huddle, I think Joe Mixon is probably your best candidate to do so.
Yeah, I think they feed off of him. And we talked to Titus Howard a couple of weeks back, and he said, you know, Joe Mixon helps the offensive line look better. He does, and I'll say this again, as I've said it before, and I don't – like, we've seen Damian Pierce. We've seen Devin Singletary. We've seen Dario Gumbawale. We've seen Cam Akers. We've seen a lot of backs the last, you know, 2 years since this Bobby Slowick offense was implemented. And only one game, one time, did we see it run the way that I think they envisioned it being run. We came out of that game saying, boy, this is what they've been trying to do. This is when they look like the Niners. That has been with that one guy. And his cutback ability, the way he understands how to read and all of that through the zone blocking scheme, like, he clearly is somebody that separated himself from anybody else we've seen here in the running game. And, yes, I agree with you. You've said this. I think the guys up front, they got to block it. The way that they're capable of blocking it. But I do think when I hear a guy like Titus Howard say, yeah, he helps us, he's never wrong, as I believe that's what he said, he never hits the wrong spot, I think that is also a really big deal for this offense to get him back. There's probably a confidence from the guys up front that you know, he's going to cut back and he's going to read it right.
Well, I'm at a breaking point, man. I'm at a tipping point. Enough is enough.
You really are.
I'm over it, man. I'm through being Mr. Nice Guy. I know, relatively speaking, I'm probably a little bit more negative than maybe Sean or Seth. But at the end of the day, I'm over it, man. It's time to get right. It's unacceptable. It's embarrassing, to be completely honest with you. And but whether it's Joe Mixon patting him on the ass or C.J. Stroud or D'Amico, whatever they got to do this week, man, if it becomes a problem again, this offensive line, there's got to be something done to motivate these guys. So we'll see. That's Ron Ugly. I'm Clint Sterner. We are at the Edo location, Big City Wings. Come hang with us. We got plenty of room. A couple people kind of trickling in the door here. We got some gift card giveaways. You can register for that ultimate football tailgate package by Academy Sports and Outdoors as well. So come on through and hang out with us. I'm gonna do the older generation a solid, Ron. The older fellas out there.
Okay.
See, every now and then. Thank you. Well, not that old. I guess it could pertain to those guys. Because this is something that I didn't realize. I didn't realize was a thing, right? I mean, social media today, especially like Instagram, and like, I don't know how this happens. Because there's like random like podcast snippets will come through my feed of podcasts that I don't follow. And I don't know why, but there's a certain group. Tyler, do you have the name of that podcast that's on this?
Yes, this is some lovely ladies that do the Unwaxed podcast.
Unwaxed. As you said that, in my mind, I just pictured what they could possibly mean.
But these
ladies are clearly younger than I am, and they think a little bit differently, Ron. And so I want to thank the gram for all of the guys out there that thank the gram, man, for all the guys out there that maybe my age, maybe slightly younger, and you're single. See, it obviously doesn't pertain to me any longer, but the guys out there that are single, did you know that it is currently cuffing season, and the women are on the prowl more so right now than they may have been the previous month.
Not deer season. It's cuffing season.
Cuffing. No question about it. Here is, fellas, you can thank me later.
It is cuffing season. So you know what that means, ladies. If you're single, you got 2 months to recruit 2 months to cuff. You have 2 months to find someone that's good enough to bring home to mom. September, October is recruitment season. Everybody's 100%. Out socializing. It's not that cold yet. So that is where you're on the prowl. That's where you look for that cuddle buddy during the cold time. And then when November, December, and January comes along, you have him, you're cuffed, it's ball and chain.
Now, I'm not saying
ball
that
and chain
ball
is
and look, I'm not saying if you're not ready for that move that you get cuffed up, but there's been a lot of guys that have been recruited that didn't really pan out to be as good as they may have been thought to be. You can be one of those recruits that you just enjoy recruiting season, and then maybe you're not the one that they take home. Look, if you're not ready for that, I don't suggest you do it.
Is this the first time you've heard of cuffing season?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I just approached life like that until I was about 42.
Winter months, baby.
No, I was recruiting. I was into being recruited year round.
Cuffing season is like, hey, it gets colder. And hey, man, you know we want somebody to go to the movies with. You want somebody to Netflix.
Sounds like they were trying to
get under the covers with. Yeah,
well, that lay down with.
Yeah, a little October. When that summer, when that weather gets better, then you're like, no, I don't want to be cuffed.
I think I was aware of maybe like that concept, like theoretically that being a thing, but I didn't know that beautiful young ladies thought like that.
Oh, yeah. They want to be cuffed, too.
They clearly
looks like she's doing some cuffing, though.
The point is, yes, indeed. The point is, fellas, you got 2 months, man. Enjoy recruiting season. Get your hair cut. Get your gear right. Get out and about the city, because them women are out there recruiting, man. Just you can thank me later. Y'all can send me pictures. Sports Radio 610. I'm talking about of the in your recruiting process,
maybe
the going zones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Send those in to Sports Radio 610, man. Let us know how that recruiting's going.
Cuffing season. Yeah, there you go. You know about that cuffing season. All right. Coming up as we continue here at Big City Wings here in Edo. Come on out right off Navigation and get on in here. You got a chance to win prizes. Somebody's already won a gift card thus far. You have a chance to win a gift card and tickets to U of H and Iowa State. In fact, we are going to give a ticket away right now as soon as this segment ends. Coming up, I know it's Football Friday, but the next time we will be together, the playoffs and the postseason will be set for the Astros, and there is one player who I know many of you were thinking about at the start of the season better have a good postseason. I wonder, has that changed? We'll discuss that coming up next.
I'll see you in October.
Tuck time is coming.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Big City Wings in Edo, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Tucker in his only at bat against Morejon, hit a home run. Nice. He loops this one to left, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Astros take a 4-3 lead here in the 10th. Kyle Tucker with the RBI and extra inning.
How about it, Tuck? How about it, Kyle Tucker? I want to get to Kyle Tucker because I think he's a conversation piece. But, one, I could really use a frozen margarita right now, frozen drink right now. That would really do me right now.
Is that my boy Ron?
Just want to say that out there. Just want to throw that out there to the folks out there.
Yeah.
Could really use a frozen drink right now. But there is some news before we – I mean, I wanted to have a good conversation about Kyle Tucker. And then Tyler had to go and tell me about, hey, Ron, Chandler Rome just said something about Yordan.
Damn, Tyler.
Really, I meant that, too. I didn't say that just now, but I meant that. There's my youngest son opening the door at the establishment.
Yeah, right, rolling now in by himself.
There he is all
Nicholas
alone. Chandler Rome, Yordan Alvarez has a brace on and is doing some work on the treadmill.
God.
Sounds like Kyle Tucker is doing some work on the treadmill and weight room, Joe Espada said. There are still some boxes he has to check for the Astros to feel comfortable putting him on a postseason roster. First and foremost, doing some baseball activities. So right now, we're
right, Clint?
Yeah,
I ain't worried one bit about it.
Shut up, man. Shut up, man.
I ain't worried one bit about
ridiculous.
It.
Joe,
they just came out and said they put it on here where they're not saying they're comfortable putting him on the roster.
Clint, I think you just might have bad judgment.
No, I don't. I think y'all are letting these Astros and their injury reports move y'all's emotions, and I'm just not. What do you want to bet? What do you want to bet right now? There's no brace, and he's in the lineup.
What?
Into what? What do you want? I'll bet. What do you want to bet? You're a betting man. What do you want to bet?
You're saying this report of the knee brace, like, yes. That's just a fib?
No, I'm sure he's got a little brace on him. The trainer's got to do their job.
He's put money on this thing, Tyler.
Look, the trainer's got – what do you want him to do? You want him to go, oh, hey, look, he's fine, y'all. He's just going to chill in Houston until this wild card series.
Are you a conspiracy theorist?
No. That's just the reality of it. He'll be fine. Would anybody like to bet on it?
713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, I'll read it again, and I just want to see – because. Clint, where is your concern level on this?
Zero.
Scale of 1 to 10?
Zero.
Clint, really? Clint.
Zero.
Jacob. Yeah, Clint, you're not serious.
He's dealing with something.
He'd have to have a broken leg for him not to be on the playoff roster. Y'all kidding me with this?
No. I'll read it again.
He could have a broken leg. Tucker did, and we didn't over 3 months.
I don't think it's a broken leg.
I mean,
that's extreme, but you know what I'm saying?
But it may be a little bit more than a sprained knee.
He'll be in the lineup with no problems. He'll run to first base as fast as he can. Hell, he might even be in left field.
All right, I want to do this. Clint is at zero. Tyler, where is your concern level 1 to 10 on this latest news? And I'll read it again. Yordan Alvarez has a brace on, and he is doing some work on a treadmill in the weight room. Joe Espada said there is still some boxes he has to check for the Astros to feel comfortable putting him on a postseason roster.
Well, this is not good.
First and foremost, by the way, the first game is Tuesday. First and foremost, doing some baseball activities. So we're sitting here Friday. Clint's at a zero. Tyler, where are you in your concern about Yordan Alvarez right now?
1 to 10, I'm probably about a 6.8.
Okay.
No, scratch that. 6.9.
Tyler's at a 7, folks. All right? Yeah. Tyler's at a 7 in concern level. Clint is at an absolute zero. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, where are you? Where are you? Are you on Team Clint or are you closer to Team Tyler? Someone just texted in, I'm with Clint, the next one behind it. Clint is wrong more than anyone at this station. Wow, I can't believe I lost that title. How about that?
I appreciate you reading that one out loud. That's good for business.
Clint, honest to God, I feel like you're trying to wheel yourself.
No, I'm not.
There's got to be a smidge.
He'll be in the starting lineup.
I hope so.
By the way, I was right about Tucker's leg. Wonder if you count that one.
Yeah, text line. I'm at a 6.9. I'm with Clint at a zero. I don't know what that you just said.
We don't. He says brace. Does Joe Espada know the difference between a brace and a sleeve? Ninety-nine percent of folks out there right now are thinking he borrowed Laramie Tunsil's offensive lineman knee brace.
What is going on?
Come on, man,
Clint. They generally, and Tyler, you listen to this too. They generally try to hey, it's not that bad. They try to soft shoe it, like act like it's not a big deal. He's up here talking about, yeah, man, he's got some boxes to check before he's going to be able to be ready to go on Tuesday. Like it was a sign when they said, yeah, man, we don't want to fly him. Because his knee is swelling up. I hope that he is there. I hope that he plays because I want to see him. But this, I'll just say, since he slid into second, which I will agree with you, Clint, did not look like we would be sitting here talking about brace. But since he slid into second,
it's just like
gotten
that report,
worse.
Though. It's just like that report, Ron. They sell you that they're worried about swelling, but he is at the game, on the field, celebrating a division, like standing.
But he's
vertical. If you're worried about swelling, and the best player on your squad, a dude that's got these knees that's got you shaking and losing sleep over. If swelling is that big of an issue, he's not in the dugout upright all game. What do you think he got out of? You think he was elevating in the clubhouse down there? And then ran out there to celebrate? No, come on, man.
Him standing in the dugout and standing out there for a celebration, I think it's different than having to be able to get on the field by Tuesday.
I know. What I'm saying is if you got a player of that caliber and getting him healthy, he's that bad.
You think they would be a little bit more cautious with it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I damn sure wouldn't have him sitting up and standing up and being at a game and then be out on the field and after the game if he can't turn it. Yeah, I mean, I just don't nothing they've said's got me concerned yet.
I'm with Clint, but T's level of concern is, but what's T's level of concern is Angie. Appreciate you saying that out loud.
Angie,
put his ass on a train. Well, I don't think he needs to go on a train.
He doesn't need to play this week.
Like a big orange wagon.
He'll be in that. He'll be in that lineup.
Download, subscribe today.
No brace. That's a good point.
Maybe they'll
Tyler.
Put
good
him
point.
On. Maybe they'll put
get
him
on that orange wagon
on bed rest because of the swelling.
Well, if you're worried about swelling, it'd be a good net. Idea.
Yeah, text line. Clint's right from YouTube and Twitch. Clint's right.
I like it. I prefer from
well,
the Twitch.
First of all, there's not a right answer. It's about how concerned the individual is, friend. So,
yeah. I'll just say since he slid into there. And he put his hands on his knees. The news has not gotten closer to him being on the field.
Yeah.
and now they have actually, like, what gets me is they actually use the words to feel comfortable. He's got boxes to check for us to feel comfortable about putting him on the playoff roster.
It's not
even,
ideal.
To even put out the thought that, hey, there's a possibility somewhere that he may not be able to make this playoff roster. That is, and they usually
and you,
try
and
to
you don't
avoid.
See that a bit aggressive?
I think I want to see it. Listen, I don't trust anything.
His leg would have to be falling off for him not to be on his playoff roster.
But you said he's a diva.
No, absolutely. That's why I think he's going to be on the field game one, full of uniform.
I hope so.
No brace, swinging that thing.
I hope so.
The bat I'm talking about.
But you got, but to just say no, not a worry. That's
the bat. That's I got to be careful around these guys, man.
That's our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on the iPhone i16. Man, I really wanted to get into Tucker. Well, Tucker, I guess we got time to do that. As the playoffs start on Tuesday, and coming from Joe Espada's mouth, it seems like it could be up in the air for Yordan Alvarez. All right. What's Laremy Tunsil going to do Sunday? He has been the one that has been talked about. He is the one that people have been coming out, the anger on the post-game show, the anger all week on the text line, and calls. What is Laremy Tunsil going to do on Sunday? We'll discuss that coming up.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Big City Wings in Edo, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we're live here on a football Friday, still multiple prizes to hook people up with, and we've got a $25 gift card for this great establishment. Any of the locations you can use at Big City Wings, $25 gift card. There also, we have Iowa State U of H tickets. We're right here live here in the city. You can go catch that game. We'll be hooking folks up with that. There you go. I see my man signing his name there. As well, to try to win some tickets, we'll be hooking folks up.
Go on, get in that raffle. If you're in the building, get in that raffle over there now.
Might as well.
It's free money. I don't know about y'all, but I like free money. Go on, get in there.
Yeah, I like free is good.
Your name will do. You got to be here to win. We don't need your Social Security number or anything. Go on, get in that box now.
All right. As I see, the first thing I see on the text line, over under 1.5 penalties for Laremy Tunsil. That would be a hell of a line to be set if that was there. What? If that was an option, false starts for Laremy Tunsil, that would be.
Tyler, would it shock you? Would it shock you if one of the
never happened before, right? There's never been a player.
I've never seen a penalty prop.
If there's money to be won, a prop bet, they'll put it on there, won't they, Tyler? They've had some kind of outside the boxes on there before, hadn't they?
Yeah, outside the box. And I'm not saying just because I haven't seen it, it doesn't exist. But, you know, with my betting history, I've just never seen any kind of penalty prop.
That would be a penalty
prop. If there was ever going to be one, do you think this would be a time?
Yes. That is fact.
This had to go right up with Jameis Winston's interceptions. That one year when he threw 30 of them, that had to go right up there with it. All right, listen, he has been, like, it was, with that loss, there was a lot. 34-7, a lot goes into a loss like that. But I think by far Laramie Tunzel, from your experience on the post-game show to all week, from I've heard Seth and Sean, and I've heard Reggie, I've heard
Pendergast
OG,
and Payne.
I've heard Figgy, I've heard everybody. Ben, I think Ben even called out Laramie Tunzel earlier on the morning show. Tyler was just irate, losing it there live in Minneapolis on Laramie Tunzel. I'm sure of it. We've talked about it. He has been the one that has gotten hit the most with that loss, and it's well-deserved. And then his comments were absolutely, utterly ridiculous after the game, where he started blaming the officiating. He had like five penalties in the game, but besides taking accountability there. My question is, what do you honestly sense that he is going to do? Do you sense this is a bounce-back game, that Laramie Tunzel comes back and starts to show the people why Nick Caserio has signed him not to one but two contracts that made him the highest-paid offensive lineman in the game? One contract. I think Bill O'Brien did the first one. Has signed him to another contract, to make him the highest-paid paid offensive lineman in football. Do you get the sense that he will show that, or do you think you will leave this game still being angry because of something he did in this game coming up on Sunday? Do you see this as a bounce-back performance for LT?
It's got to be. It's got to be a bounce-back performance. I mean, there's no way that Laramie Tunzel and D'Amico Ryans have not had a straight-up
come to Jesus,
this has got to be better, significantly better. You're better than this. We can't win with this. Now, I'm sure the tone was a little different, but there's no way you can convince me that after as bad as it was, that Laramie Tunzel, it didn't start with him, but it carried over to the entire offensive line and really the entire locker room. My only hope is that because it's been 23 penalties in two games for over 200 yards, like, I hope they didn't take the easy route of talking to the Texans about this. Now, yeah, you got to address it with the team.
And I want to say those 23 penalties are the team, not Laramie Tunzel.
Yeah, 23
penalties.
Some
people might think he
games.
Might have had 23
No,
penalties.
Two games. Look, everybody's had their turn, but Laramie Tunzel, from a percentage standpoint, has more of them. So I just hope that because it has been such an issue with the team really all year, that Laramie Tunzel was spared the one-on-one conversation, right? I mean, because there is no doubt about it that he's got to be better, and I don't in any way, shape, or form, Ron, doubt that the necessary conversations were had to make sure that he understands that what he's been doing is unacceptable. The blatant disregard for if you want to call it that you're getting targeted, cool, whatever, however you want to couch it. The blatant disregard for just simply moving your ass up and making sure that the offense doesn't – another offensive drive doesn't stall because of your alignment. Whether you want to talk about – you want to play the victim, talk about you're getting targeted, cool, whatever. Move up and figure it out the same way that Laramie Tunzel moved up and figured it out.
Titus Howard.
That's what I meant. Titus Howard figured it out. Sorry about that. I think he's just got to play better. He's got to be the captain. He's got to be the highest paid guy. He's got to be significantly better, Ron.
Yeah, someone texted in, did he practice all week or did he take one of his veteran days? No, he practiced all week. And listen, this is a prideful dude, I believe. Right? I know some people out there think that he doesn't give a rip and doesn't really care.
I question it.
Do you question it?
Absolutely, 100%.
I don't think that, for me, that, you know, it could be anybody's opinion. I don't believe that. I think he does care. And with that, I think he's a prideful player. He is playing against the guy who absolutely dominated him the last time they played in Josh Allen Hines. So much so he was named the, just like Jonathan Gernard was last week for the Vikings, one-on-one, though this wasn't him going up against tight ends. This was him going up against Laramie Tunzel. One-on-one, he dominated that matchup with Laramie Tunzel to the tune where he was AFC player, defensive player of the week. I think Laramie Tunzel remembers that. I think Laramie Tunzel hears all of this, and there is pride. People calling for his job, calling for him to be benched. I think he hears that, and I think we see the best Laramie Tunzel. I do, and I think there's still going to be anger and annoyance towards Laramie Tunzel because, right? I don't think you just, you know, turn away from that in a week, and he can't score four touchdowns. But I do think you feel better about Laramie Tunzel coming out of this game, and I don't get the sense that we see Laremy Tunsil being the story of the game from a negative perspective again.
Yeah, I hope not. I mean, I know this. It's time to take the kid gloves off with handling Laremy Tunsil. For me, I mean, we're talking about a guy that is, again, a captain and the highest paid guy, hell, one of them in football, and he's in that room. The O-line has been bad in pass protection and running the football for two straight weeks. They have not been able to generate a run game for 2 years. Laremy Tunsil killed the chances of this offensive football team keeping up with a hot Minnesota Vikings team in the first half last week. He killed it. Killed three of the first five drives. And last year, you mentioned it. Josh Allen abused Laremy Tunsil to the tune of an AFC Player of the Week award at NRG Stadium the last time these two met.
It was bad.
This is a get right for Laremy Tunsil. And Laremy Tunsil, what are you going to do about it?
Oh, yeah. But you know, a man gets that way, and a guy who's as talented as him, and a guy who has gotten to the place he's gotten, like, there is pride there, right? There, to me, there is pride for him to getting where he has gotten. And if you ain't getting up for this one, all the things there, people have been talking about you fairly this week, as bad as you were. You're going up against a dude that ate your lunch last time you played. This team needs a win. Like, to me, I think you ought to and should see the best Laremy Tunsil. Now I don't know about the leadership part. I don't know if he's gonna get everybody else in line like I know you want him to.
Well, no, I think when you're talking about an offensive line that can't protect the quarterback and can't run the football, when your captain and your highest paid guy is there's legitimately zero leadership and accountability, I think it's a problem. Yep. I think there's bigger problems with the Texans offensive line than whether Laremy's a leader or not. But there's like a level of this is unacceptable from within might help.
From the text line, why do you assume that Tunsil's being handled with kid gloves because he hasn't been called out publicly by the coach?
No. I didn't just make that up. Laremy Tunsil's been handled with kid gloves since he's been here. He's been allowed to not participate in training camp to the point where he feels the need to come out when he does practice. And by the way, practices and clearly isn't ready, says, oh, well, I'd like to thank D'Amico and Nick for taking care of me. I mean, this is a guy that, again.
This is why you woke up like this.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy that had multiple illegal formation penalties last week and refused to move up and then tells the media, oh, they're targeting me. Take zero accountability. All of that is handled with kid gloves. You want to talk about handled with kid gloves? A guy that blatantly stalled three of the first five drives last week that happens to be a captain and your highest paid player, and then the general manager, the head coach, and the offensive coordinator don't mention his name one time in their pressers this week.
I would say, just answered this one also, but
I would say that's handling with kid gloves. Kid gloves that Kenyon Green in training camp in front of all the fans is running laps around the field because he couldn't stay. He jumped off sides, right? It didn't. Not that it appeared to be a problem with Kenyon Green. Just they're not going to accept that.
Yeah, they ran laps. Yeah,
but yet we're not. You know, when asked about Laremy Tunsil, oh, he knows where to line up. Well, clearly he didn't. He just refused to get it right. So yeah, I mean, I don't think. Sorry that I had to talk for 2 minutes and explain why Laremy Tunsil has been handled with kid gloves. I thought that was probably understood. Hey, ma'am, I don't know who did that and lumped me into the frozen drink category.
It's from their guest.
Huh?
From their guest. Hell, Courtney will drink it.
Yeah, girl.
She'll drink that frozen number. She'll drink that bad boy. Yeah, it's from our guest, it says. This gift is from my guest. There it is. Thank you so much, whoever that
is.
Well,
I greatly appreciate it, but I mean, do I look like a fruity drinker?
Nothing wrong. No, you look like you may enjoy a good frozen margarita. Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, what's that mean? I drink anything, huh?
Hey, baby, it's always Cinco de Mayo.
Buttery nipple.
Always my birthday, baby. All right, coming up, those of you just getting 5 o'clock coming up, and there is news on Yordan Alvarez. It is not good news unless you're Clint Sterner. We'll let you hear the latest on that, and we'll get you prepared for the injuries. There are players that have been named out out for this game for the Texans, and some good news within that as well. All of that coming up next as we continue live right here on The Drive.
Oh, show, Clint. I love the show, man.